We're going to be talking tonight about patients. Snowbird, you there? Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm here, and so glad to be here. And, you know, patients, a lot of us, we do not like to endure, but patience is really the plus in life.
It sure is. What have you learned lately about patience?
It's really do not want to do is to have to wait for things. And so many times when, you know, this is the now generation, we want it now. But we cannot wait for God's direction. So we, a lot of times, we will just move on schedule, and we'll miss so many blessings. We, you know, there's just, you know, we just cannot wait. There's, for example, there's like these, we can't wait to become wealthy. We want these little quick, rich schemes. But, you know, become wealthy is a product of years of hard work and everything, which is blessed by the Lord. And so many times, like I said, this is now.
This patience is the greatest of all virtues, right?
It is. It really is. And, you know, in the Old Testament, the admonition is to wait on the Lord, to be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. And he says, wait, I say, on the Lord. And this is taken from Psalm 27:14. And, you know, to wait for him, well, in the earth, patience.
Peggy.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're breaking up, Snowbird.
Sorry.
That's okay. We've got a caller on line 3. We're going to take a call.
Okay.
Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello. Hey.
Hey, how are you doing, Kathy?
Hanging in there, girl. That's about as much as I can do right now. We've got Snowbird that's going to pull the show along. Is this Angel?
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, Angel. Meet Snowbird.
Hi, Snowbird.
Hello, Angel.
How are you?
I am just
now,
fine.
We are live. I realize we are live with BBS Radio. This is actually being simulcast with Blog Talk, I understand now, from the channel and from what I'm hearing. Just want to let you know and your audience that we are live on BBS Radio as well. So have a great show, ladies.
Thank you, Donald.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for letting us know.
Absolutely.
You're wonderful. I wouldn't know what to do without BBS Radio. But because of my low energy level right now, I need you girls to carry on with what patience is all about.
Okay. Well, to me, patience is very important. Even though you want something, it may not be what you need at that time.
Yeah, that is so true.
It's all about timing, and with patience comes understanding, and it would take away from the little things in life. You know, you got to do the little things to get to know what you really want.
And, you know, that is so true. A lot of times, you know, a delay may be, you know, God's way of trying to get our attention about something in our life that we need to address.
Right.
What is it that that you think that the lesson is that pulls us towards patience to learn it better?
Go ahead, Angel.
Go ahead.
I'm going to tell you, to me, the more that I pull like the Chinese handcuffs, the harder it is to get out of it. And the more that I work hard towards something, the harder it is to get out of it. I believe we have a caller.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, thank you. This is the first time I've listened to your show, so I hope my question is all right. I'd like to ask about, I need to possibly rescue a dog that needs a home right away. Can you give me insight into something like this?
Well, the Humane Society is the best place to go.
No,
have you ever heard
particular... of... I'm having a hard time hearing you.
I'm so sorry. Can you hear me better now?
Yeah.
Okay. It's a dog that you have a hold, that you know of, that you want to get rescued?
It was on a Navy base, and evidently it went after a young girl. I think maybe the girl was teasing this dog. And I'm willing to take the dog and either foster it or keep it, but I'm unsure if this is a good idea or not as far as this particular dog.
Well, do you know how to get the dog? I mean, has it been taken?
Yeah, a friend took it and has been keeping it for a few months, but he needs to find a home for it. Evidently, it's been fine before and fine since, so I'm wondering if maybe the little girl was, you know, bothering it. But I just was wondering if you could pick up on the energy of this dog, if it would be something, you know, that I could handle.
Goodness gracious, with love and care and understanding and it needing you as much as you wanting to help it, anything's possible with the joy and love that a person can give an animal, you know? And if your heart's pulling you, if your heart's pulling you to do this, by all means, help that little animal, you know?
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm really under the weather. I've got thyroid cancer. I just found out, and if these girls have anything else to add to that, Angel or Snowbird.
Well, you know, I just feel like, you know, all these little animals, they just want someone to love them. Mm-hmm. And I've rescued many in my lifetime, and they've lived to be as old as 16, 18 years old. And the joy that you get from them is just immeasurable. And when it was time for them to die, it was like God was saying, okay, I gave them to you because you needed them for a moment. Now it's time for them to come home. And that's how I deal with them. But when you look in their little eyes and you give them a morsel of food and they just lick your hand, they're just so appreciative. Sometimes that's all you need.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, I just... Like, I've rescued so many animals in my lifetime, but, you know, it's always that one that somebody else says, well, I just don't have time for it. But when they look at you, it's something either clicks and you just feel like, and by the same token, they do add so much to your life.
Yeah, they really do. I know that. Yeah, I've rescued hounds for 18 years.
So you've done this also.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm just kind of, I've kind of lost my intuition as far as is this the one I'm supposed to be taking care of.
Well, do you have any dogs now with you? Will this be the only dog that you will have?
The only dog, yeah.
Well, I don't know.
I got to say something. This is Kathy. Do you know that when we can't do intuition per se on ourselves very well? Isn't that maybe telling you that that dog's a part of you? Maybe it's telling you that that dog is so much a part of you and it's supposed to be with you that, you know what I'm saying? Because
no.
of the intuition, okay, if you can feel the intuition towards another animal or what to do, then I'm getting the message that when I can't see something for myself, then that something, it's just like I'm not able to read myself very well or see for myself. Maybe it's because it's part of me. And maybe this dog is already a part of you because you've already felt like that's what you want to do. And that's why you can't see it very well is what I'm saying.
Okay. Yeah, I understand. Okay, that's helpful. Thank you.
Thank you so much for the call. God bless.
Thanks.
God bless
you
that
too, both of you.
And thank you
thanks
for doing
so
what you're doing for his half, for his life.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So, you know, animals give so much to us, and all they really want is just someone to love them.
Yeah, I know.
Sometimes
you know, they're just such enrichment. In my life, animals that were rescued, that I have rescued, came at a time when I was the lowest level, and it's like the Lord gave me something to focus on, and it brought me through those hard times, like during my mother's death. So we never know sometimes what's ahead of us. But when I feel like when these little animals come into your life, you just grab them and you just love them, and they'll pull you through sometimes the hard times.
That's exactly right.
Okay. Now, okay, I believe we were talking about patience tonight.
Yeah.
And, you know, it takes a lot of patience when you get a new little animal to love it. And, you know, sometimes they have little hurts that they've inherited from other people's unkindness. So we just have to sometimes be more patient with them.
Yeah. Okay, we've got another call on line 4. I'm going to pull them in, okay?
Okay.
Hello, you're on the air, area code 340.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Cassie.
Yes.
How you doing, hon?
I'm hanging in there, buddy. Is it G?
Yes, definitely it is.
Thank you for calling in.
You're welcome. Definitely have to bless the spot.
Oh, we love you so. This is Angel is on the air with us, and as well as Snowbird.
Hello.
Uh-huh. Hey, how you doing? How you doing?
Hey,
we're talking about patience.
Yeah, pretty much a virtue, huh?
Very.
So with your music career, how's it going with patience?
Well, that is pretty much the key. Just one day at a time, just trying to perfect things, trying to find a more format so I could get things done. But pretty much, you know, when you have work and other engagements and family and stuff, things pretty much take time. Then with patience becomes the key.
That's right.
Yes.
You know? So that's pretty much, no, nothing in life should ever be rushed, you know? So if you're going to do it right, and nothing comes before it's time. You know, human beings just pretty much want things when they want it. Don't work that way.
Well, you are so right.
You know, he's a good bow. No problem.
Yeah, that's pretty much how it is, you know. So, one once opened their eyes to the light, you know, it's pretty much okay, you know. Everything is destined to one, you know. You got to put it, like you told me, what you put in, what you get.
That's right.
You know? So, but things also come at a process, you know. Rome wasn't built in a day. You know, most people believe that it is, but it's not. So, pretty much, you know, you just have to just stay on your path and just do what you got to do. And you know, after a while, everything will fall in line. They all do.
Chillaxing.
You know, people have a very vague idea that you're going to enjoy before you suffer. You have to suffer before you enjoy. So then you could actually enjoy and value your non-suffering.
That's how
you're persevering.
That's true. That's very true.
You know?
Angel's a performer as well.
Okay.
I'm also a musician. I do R&B, pop, everything. And I've been working on music since I was 8 years old. Now I'm 31, and I'm just now hitting the big time.
That's a pretty demanding job. Pretty demanding hobby also.
You probably get like maybe 2 hours of sleep out of the whole day.
Yeah, I feel you on that. I feel I can't get enough. So, you know, when it pretty comes to something like that, it's pretty demanding, very, very demanding. You know, but like I say, just keep pushing and forge along, you know, and doors will definitely open, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
You know? So you just got to do some soul searching. You feel free with what you like, feel good about what you're doing, And better believe you will feel the right note when you're going through. And after a while, you won't even worry about it anymore. You'll just know everything will work out and your heart's in it, you know?
Even if you don't feel it, it's better to feel it even if you don't.
Yeah, pretty much.
Angel's over in Australia right now working and performing. And you want to tell them a little bit about that, the active listening audience, Paula, Angel?
Just some more core that I've been doing, working on, you know, coming up with some good stuff.
Right, I'm listening. Line's a little breaking, but I'm pretty much far on the south coast, so reception of time is an issue.
Yeah, you're in Virgin Islands, right?
Yes, but don't pay that any mind, though. My mind is sharp as gold. I'm listening. The ear is in tune.
Yes, it is.
Well,
so you guys talk to me about Ozzy. What's going on in Ozzy? Australia is quite a place.
Yes, I love it.
That's good. That's pretty much good. I mean, I like the city what I hear, but I'm not too much for the outskirts.
No. I'm in South Sydney. No.
No.
Paula, I want to ask you a question real quick with your patience and your music and your performance. Since it was 8 years old that you started and you're in your 30s now, do you feel that it's like a lot of a struggle of to get the strength to gain in order to have the virtue for the best performance that you're about to do? I mean, do you feel that the patience that you've had throughout your lifetime has been a part of making you the strength of enduring the 2 hour sleep or, you know, all that you have done to make it as big as you have today?
Yeah. Just can't go out there and just wing it. You have to know what you're doing. You have to know how to please the crowd. And you know what I'm saying? You just can't. And you have to go through all that to know exactly what the outcome will be. Like you said, what you put into it is what you get out. You know what I'm saying? And then you also have to live your life to be able to write a story to put a beat to it.
Give us an example, you guys. Give the active listening audience an example of how you hear the beat and know what you're... That's just like with life and getting on the spiritual path, right, Snowbird?
Okay.
What we feel in our hearts of our path is what we go for.
Like, let's say you got a real strong heartbeat, right, and you have to, like... You got to feel that, and you got to go with that. Like you're playing the drum, you hear the bass drum going boom, boom. You have to be in sync with it. If you have a bass line, you got to feel that bass line, and you go with it. And then everything just all falls into one place, and then you find the right lyrics to go with that. But you have to feel it.
Who are some of the people you've worked with, Paula?
I'm actually fixing to work with Ben Vereen. I've worked with Diana Ross, and I'm going to work with Smokey Robinson, and I've worked with Lil Wayne, and Neo, Usher,
I love Smokey. He and I talk back and forth pretty often.
Yeah, he's a mess.
Yes, he is, Smokey. I keep telling him, I love your face. Oh, God. But, what are some of the things that you could give the active listening audience some tips on following their path with their music career or whatever it is that they're going for?
Who are you asking?
The G. I don't know if we dropped him or not. I think we did. The G, are you
Hello?
There? Are you
Hello?
There? Yeah, I was asking you a question.
No, pretty much what happened, I was listening to what you're saying, but my line did get crossed. I had to call back, so you didn't have me on that note. But I was listening.
Okay.
Well, pretty much what I have to say is that since I said our profession is so demanding when it comes to health, mind, soul, body, you know, one just has to pretty much stay in tune. And, you know, emotional stability is most of the key. So basically you're going to tell people are going to tell you that, okay, you can't make it. Or when you tell them what you want to pursue, they'll look at you like, yeah, right. But you gotta just pretty much have to have your own emotional stability and move on so you could get what you're going. That's one thing I learned from Warren Buffett. I say, you know, some people are born with a gift and some are not. Once you forget about what people think and you just know what you want and you go after it, you will pursue it. I know, like they say, 6 degrees of separation, there's always somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody. So no matter how far you think you're away from that goal, you will get there if that's what you really want to do.
With patience.
You know?
Right, Snowbird, with patience.
Definitely. It's pretty much the only way. Like, pretty much on my end, like, I would tell anybody, I'm not pretty much in a rush. I've given thanks that you gave me pretty much a note because on your behalf, you really pushed me, you know? And I knew what I had and people used to tell me, but pretty much, I always say, when I don't see struggles, it wasn't really much something you want to pursue. Someone you call gifted but lazy. Most people are gifted, but they're just lazy. Now, if you just get out that laziness and you work on your giftness, definitely you will get there. So I'm just going with mine at the moment. And I know I'll get there. I'm pretty much not in a rush, but just have to get myself in tune. And other, just like anybody else, they have to get yourself in tune and feel confident. Once you feel that confidence, then pretty much you just move on and do what you got to do.
That's right.
Can I add one thing?
Say that again, Angel Paula.
But can I add one more thing?
You add all you want to, girl.
I want to add, you know, to the younger audience, these people, they see these people out there throwing themselves out there, like Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera. People don't realize it's just the image that we create. It's not who we are as a person.
Right. That's true.
Go ahead. On that point, you also got to realize the image that we create is when you see these celebrities that are falling, they tend to believe in the image that they created because they lost themselves. And that's what leads to emotional breakdown. Everything you see. Like you said, you pretty much got to keep yourself up. But I want the kids out there to know that what you see is not who we are.
Right. Yeah, which is pretty much true. Like, I fully understand what you're saying. Like I experienced today, a lot of artists, a lot of human beings as artists don't know who they are while they're an artist. Now, when you fully understand and know who you truly are as an artist, you can move forward without the media and even the photographers trying to make an image of you, which the record label always does, even the media does. But you can actually, how I should say, you don't have to get into everything that they ask you to because you'll pretty much be like, yo, this is not me. Or you want to take a picture of me in this particular background. No, I could do many things for you, but I can't do that because that's not me. So, you know, one has to really, it comes with confidence and one actually knowing who they are. So you have a lot of artists, they make millions, but they have no idea who they are truly inside. So they follow that image, which is being portrayed and made for them. But only few are so lucky and fortunate to actually know who they are as a person before they were an artist. So when they move on, they pretty much know how they want the image to be like, and they could, you know, tally with the record company, like, no, this is me.
So they grow confidence in who they are.
Yes,
they have confidence.
Do you have
a strong head on your shoulders before you can go into it? Because it's a cutthroat business. They will hurt. I mean, the paparazzi are like little sharks who are out there just waiting to see you fall. You know what I mean?
Well, hello, you're still here. Listen.
My line disconnected again, but I'm back on.
Okay. Paula, I'm going to ask Paula you a question about what is it, do you want to give any background of who or what you are? Do you want to keep that silent?
Yeah.
Okay, that's why I didn't say anything. Okay, well, your performance, I've watched you since you were little, and I just want to tell you that you've just blossomed into such a beautiful woman, inside and out, and that's one key that's there for you, as well as you know who you are, and you know what you want to put out there for the audience, and it's like given your heart and spirit and your soul to the universe, you know, to become a public image.
Because our music is what we are. We write who we are, you know?
Right.
We basically give up our lives to help other people with their lives by putting our music out there.
Well, you do a wonderful job, and so do you, G. I mean, I've believed in you since the day we met.
Well, I mean, I got to say thanks, but I'm pretty much not even close to even a pinnacle or even half a degree where I'm supposed to be. But I'm not stressing. I'll get there.
I'm here. I'm enjoying these.
I was going to say, Snowbird, you live with a musician, a composer. So how is that lifestyle compared to being the actual performer? As living with a famous composer that you do?
Well, I have to say, he doesn't have patience. He doesn't. He wants everything yesterday. But I have to be honest. And, you know, I'm the patient one. So I have to pray for him. To me, anything worth doing is, you know, if it's worth it, you take your time with it, and God will mold it like it should be. He's just, I guess that's just one of his.
He's got a profound mind and a heart, and he hears the music many, many, many depths that people don't hear, and I'm sure that's with you, Paula, and you, G, as well, with before you perform and before you sing or before you do your dance or whatever, you know, and choreography to put it all together. It takes, you know, a group effort to be able to even help put it all together. And patience, again, is of the virtue, I'm sure.
There's a lot more to it than what people think, trust me.
Well,
I could understand that.
Paula, if you could give Peggy some, you know, because you've been married for a while, if you could give Peggy some understanding of working with somebody so brilliant as her husband, living with him, and his music is so profound, what would you offer her as advice?
I have patience, but I need advice.
Best advice that he is, just be there for him, you know. He'll be in that studio over hours and hours, you know, make sure he eats, make sure he gets some sleep.
He loves his coffee.
Yes.
He loves his coffee. I have to see what you know, I just wish I could just have a wand and just zap him and give him patience.
I'm sure his mind is on the go all the time, like mine is. Something, you know, what's the next beat going to be? What's the next sound? What's the next note, you know?
It's almost like the mind, his mind goes 24/7, and he doesn't let it rest because he's got another tune. He has to get it out.
Yeah, like a pen and paper by my bed, and I'll keep the light on. Like, if something comes up, I can write it right then and there.
Well, you know, I've known him to get up in the middle of the night because something came to his head and he had to put it down.
That's a true musician right there.
So you can relate to that.
Oh, yeah. There's been times where I've been walking down the airport and I'd have a beat in my head and I'd actually have to go to my voice memos and do the little sound and everybody's like looking at me like I'm crazy and I'm like, what?
Well, I can understand now. I can understand. I'm thinking, you know, you need to give yourself a break and, you know, just be kind to yourself. But if you don't write it down, you'll forget it.
Yes, I've actually come out of a mental breakdown. I've been on stage. I've been working on it, what, since 2000? And I've been out for about 3 years now. Yeah.
Well, do you ever get where you forget what you're doing sometimes because something just zaps you and you just, I gotta get down. And
all the time.
I mean, I'll go in this house and I can't believe, were you doing something with this, you know? It just blows me away how the mind can change that quickly.
There's times I'll go on stage and I'll be singing, I'll forget the words, and I'm like, oh, crap.
Yeah, don't you have a monitor up there for you anyway?
Yes, but when you get into it, because the lights are shining down on you, the audience can see you, but you can't see the audience because the light. And you're getting so high from the people. You don't look at the screen. You're looking at the people.
I just want to say for the active listening audience that these three people that are on air tonight are incognito for who and what they do and the profound audience that they have, and just know that they love you and they're out there performing for you, and we're sharing about patience and understanding of how to pursue our careers and how we can pursue our lifelong dreams, that they always do come true, right, guys?
Definitely. You've hit it on the head.
Well, you, Snowbird, you live with a very famous person that's a composer, but you are the wife of so you are like a nurse aide to him very strongly. But Dee and Paula, I really appreciate everything that you stand for, our friendship and continuous support in each other, and you know, so many people that you give out to. And I just want to thank you.
I have asked one question for both of these artists. When you're on stage, the flashing lights and so forth, how do you, I guess you're so in the moment with what's happening, does it ever bother you, your eyes, or do you
yes.
see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Well, you can go for it, go ahead.
You don't wear sunglasses or anything?
That's exactly what I was gonna say. A lot of human beings feel like when they see artists like wearing sunglasses in the night, even on a TV show, and a concert, they feel like you're trying to style up, but pretty much you don't. Because even I do sometimes on a late night wear my sunglasses, you know, and I'm just in a regular place, and they're like, it gotta be dark, but it's not really that dark for me, because I actually experienced something like that way before I was even into, I ever modeled or did anything. I was pretty much at a show. A friend of mine, his brother was doing, he did a movie, his first movie, and then he sold it for like $100,000 to a record, to one of these companies in California in about 1997. So I was helping them do the place up, the theater. So we had to suit down and everything. So I had the limos all together. So when we were coming back, and I was the last person coming out of the limo, and you had all the press people in front of the movie theater. And by the time I even, like, come out of the limo and just raise my head up, I mean, it was just like, I had to stand up for, I was like, man, is this what it feels like? I couldn't see anything, because you're not really expecting it like that, you know. And when you come up, believe me, you got, like, maybe 10 cameras or more flashing at the same time, or multiple flashes, and that's when you start learning, hey, you got to do something about it. And I was like, man, is this what it's like?
And to be honest, flashes are worse than what you have on stage, because you can direct the lights to where you want them. So when you have
you
those paparazzi stuff coming at you, they get you right in the face. That's all.
Yeah, go ahead.
I just could not imagine how y'all deal with this.
Well, how do you think your husband deals with it, and you know, what he composes and works in his head? You know, I know he's only got a few CDs out, but he's doing some heavy-duty work in some ballets right now.
And I need to take a flashlight and just flash him.
You know, he's making music behind the public eye of the performing, you know.
You know, like I say, one thing that always, you know, pretty much bothers me with that kind of industry is like, at the end of the day, we all need to understand that this is a service. It's a service business. You know, paparazzi, fans, lights. It's not hard, it's not easy on the artist, but at the end of the day, the joy within the heart of you forging along is it's a service, you know? If the people wasn't here, then you wouldn't want to do what you do. So once you see yourself as you're giving a service and you're getting paid, you're getting respect, and you're giving back, you pretty much could overlook all that particular glamour stuff, you know, and structure something great. But you always have to remember it's a service. I'm here for you like you're here for me. So what I'm giving you, you're giving me back the energy. It's a service.
Yeah.
Very, very much.
That is like very well said.
It's like you work at Walmart. You go to Walmart. You get paid. You're working for them. They pay you.
But
you
know? Enjoy it. It just flows out of the I can see it.
You know, so yeah. I mean, you got to put it this way. You're keeping people in business. Some people get upset. When people snapping pictures of them on a bad view, it happens. There's no one that gets more chastised with photos than the British photographers.
Oh,
British stars, yo, those British people, they get you under the tables, everything. I mean, what they did to David Beckham, oh my God, you guys couldn't even believe. So the British are really bad. They get you doing everything. America is not even bad. You know, but like I said, everybody got to get paid.
Mm.
You know?
That's interesting.
But that's the reason I'm paparazzi, too, because you know where they're going to be. If you want to be seen, you're going to go there. But if you don't want to be seen, you're going to avoid them.
You know, so, I mean, hey, you really can't be there. Just live life, you know, just live life. Because pretty much, you're in a situation, and how I should say, you're more in a position where you could help lives, you could mold lives, you could reach out to work by words. So one is even so fortunate, but everything comes with a price. People have to, everything comes with a price. You could help lives, it comes with a price. You can't help lives, it comes at your cost of that price that you can't even help yourself. So everything comes at a price. People always feel like, you know, you high up in glamour, it comes at a price. Now, not everybody has the heart and nature to deal with that price.
That is so true. I'm sitting here just about half out, but I have the show to go on, you know, and I appreciate you guys so much and all the active listeners. And
well, this was certainly an insight. To me, it was enlightening to hear the artist explain how you really feel when you're on that stage. I mean, I appreciate that.
Maybe it helps you better understand your husband, and, you know, he's maybe not on the stage, but he definitely puts the music out there for them to be on the stage.
Well, I need to put him a brighter light out there.
And when you guys have a time limit, you know, you've got a deadline, that patience comes in really handy, I'm sure.
Yes.
Do you meditate? Do you meditate? We work with meditations a lot. That helps. And, you know, prayer and believing and staying in the moment, just staying in that moment and listening with your heart.
Right, right. Yeah, pretty much I've been slacking.
You get in the zone, and that's that zone you got to stay in.
You know, I fully understand. That's really the key right there. But like I said, when life comes obstacles, then you just got to really stay on that path, you know. There's some days I don't even want to go to bed because I'm writing, I'm trying to perfect something. And I'm like, man, I got to get up at like 6, you know. And, you know, 2 hours, like you said, sometimes it's 2-3 hours, you know.
Oh, yeah. And the one thing I love about tours, you can stay up for days because you're still feeding off the crowd's energy and your highs.
Right, right.
Awesome.
You know? That is awesome.
It's an awesome feeling, but then again, when you take that break, you're like, dead tired. You're like, oh.
What does it feel like prior to going on stage with, like, how many millions of people that you perform for?
Oh, I love it. Sometimes you get nervous, you know, but then you have to calm yourself down and say a little prayer, you know, get your group, your dancers, and you listen to everybody, you know.
Yeah, you've got some great-looking dancers on this next project you're doing, Paula.
Thank you.
Y'all look like y'all are having a great time.
Got to put on her game face.
Yeah, Diana Ross. Diana Ross is even over there, right? I saw her in some of your work, and Smokey did great. And when is this all coming out?
It's actually, we're doing some stuff right now, but it's kind of keep it low for now, because I'm going to do a tour in the U.S. with Usher Raymond, and I'll be a part of that, too. He added me to that. So I'm really excited about that.
Oh, yeah.
But right now, we're actually working on the old school. We're taking all that, like, from the Supremes, you know, the Temptations and Michael Jackson and all that. We're getting together and doing all that.
Oh,
I'm bringing that out.
Yeah. I'm going to ask Paul, and then I'm going to ask you, G. Who is your most, the inspiration or the person that put you to wanting to pursue this hard career that you've got as a performer, a musician, and a singer?
I would have to say my mother and the man that I was living with for a brief period of time.
Yeah, your mother was in it for a good while, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was in it. She was actually the first woman to break the, how do you call that, from international singing. She was doing American singing. She started off in Texas. And then she broke over into the English barrier.
Wow.
So she was in the midst of doing her English-Spanish album before, you know, all that happened.
Yeah. But, who was your most strongest supporter or your strongest ally that you wanted to pursue this career with or for, and that gave you the most inspiration? Oh, wait a minute. G?
Hello?
Sorry.
Yes.
I was asking,
yeah,
who was your, did you hear with my question?
Yeah, I did. My line got cut off again. Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Yeah, pretty much you are.
Well, thank you. Wow.
You are. You know, like, most of the air won't hear that, but the way you got out me and found me, and I remember many times you're, like, calling me, like, hey, are you doing this? Are you getting busy? Just for the fact, like, yo, this is how you could write songs. And I was, like, a month after, you're, like, hey, are you gotten there yet? And I'm, like, man, I'm, like, she is persistent on me doing this. And I'm like, okay, remember I told you, of all things, I can't let anyone down, got to do my thing. You're pretty much the one that keep pushing me and pushing me.
Well, thank you so much. It's bridging wisdom. We've all got to get our wisdom spokes rolling and get our stuff out there, you know. I pretty
right,
much
right.
Stay behind the scenes, but, you know, when I believe, and if a person believes in themselves, then I believe in them as well.
Yeah.
Well,
I want to thank you too, Cassie. You were there for me when I was at my lowest. You know what I'm talking about.
I do.
Actually, she's trying to work on us, ain't she?
Mm-hmm. If it wasn't for her, I probably wouldn't be doing it anymore. I would have said, hey, fuck, I'm taking care of my kids, you know?
I could understand that. I could fairly feel that. And she's quite persistent, you know. Like I said, everything is action. You have to have patience, but you have to have action. Yeah, she pretty much acts for action, all right.
She does.
Well, that's just a, you know, I love to love, and I love to send it out there. And when I see somebody getting down on themselves that are up in the, you know, up in the public eye, or even just, you know, just a passerby, I'm going to say what is on my heart, you know, and it comes from God, and know that that's just a gift that he gave me that, you know, I just believe in so many people. I know I believe in everybody because I know there's good in everybody. And when there's something so grand and so profound like you guys, and Snowbird, your husband, and you, you support me so much, Snowbird, and all of you support me as well, you know. Paula, you are always there for me, and Dee, you're always, DJ, G, you're always there for me. And
well, yeah, Cassie gives so much encouragement, because she believes in us, and you're right, she won't let us get down on ourselves. She'll just pick us right up and just let us fly.
I mean, people don't understand, you know, the people who do the blogs and everything, like,
you blog about somebody and say something negative, they might not think it hurts them, but it does.
She's always there for you. Do you need her? She's right there.
Y'all are so great. I just wish I felt a lot better so that I'm going to be better pretty soon. I'm going to have that surgery soon.
Yes, you will. You'll be better.
I told Kathy I was going to kidnap her and take her on the road with me.
And G, you're taking me to Tennessee, right?
Oh,
we love G again. Oh, my goodness. But he's taking me to Tennessee to all these places, and I've got to get well soon. This has been a long time coming. But,
yeah, we're going to come.
We've got like 10 minutes left, and we've got the G right here. Hold
Hello?
On. You there.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm on my cell phone, and the weather is bad. We're getting a lot of rain down here, so it keeps cutting off and cutting in. But I'm around.
That's all right. We see you there, and we appreciate you being here. Is there any words of wisdom that you can give out the person that is just starting in the music career or any career that they choose, whether it's spiritual path or whether it's the writing their books or performing, that you can give the person that's just starting out where and what they will feel and do, and, you know, some words of wisdom there for encouragement?
I do. Make sure you have a good lawyer and you have some good people behind you, watching you. Don't let family get in your business. Keep them at a distance because you're going to need that good lawyer. It's a cutthroat business and they will hurt you any way they can. Make sure you sign everything.
Contract and read everything.
Everything.
That's good.
And you know, say, keep your emotional stability up. If you have to put a wall up, put a wall up.
But just make sure everything's in writing when it comes to legalities. Angel.
What now?
In other words, just, I'm thinking like in the old days, people could give a handshake and it would be done, but nowadays you have to be a little bit more careful, as you were saying.
Yeah, like very bad.
So well, Sober, when you your husband signed those contracts, what did he do?
I have no idea.
You didn't go with him?
I will now.
Make sure there's a lawyer present every time you sign a contract.
I think you take people at what they say, and I'm a little bit more careful. And you're, you know, and listening to you tonight, it makes me, I definitely will be with him. But, and you're right. I think a lot of times you'll forget what they told him.
Yeah.
And I have to sometimes really want to be there because I'll have to remind him with, no, this wasn't quite what was said, but he's so excited and just wants people to hear his music that he forgets that, you know, it's your music, but anybody could take it away if you're not careful.
Can I explain?
Copyrighted and things like that.
Go ahead, Paula.
I'll explain something else. If you want to get into the business for the music, I mean for the money, don't do it because you're the last one to get paid.
Right. And he did it because he just loves to do it. He wants people to hear it. It's like he'll give his soul to it. You know, he just wants you to hear it so bad. And he'll forget, you know, that sometimes you need to protect yourself.
Yeah, like a lot of these people, they put in it for the money, but you're not supposed to do it. Like, let's say you put a CD that's $15, the musician, and everything gets done and paid for, we get $1 out of the CD. You see
that's
what I'm
right.
saying? So you can do it because you want it. You can't do it for the money. And it's like, let's say you produce 1,000 CDs and you only sell like 500, that comes from your pocket. You see what I'm saying? It can make you or break you. But you got to do it for the want and what you want, not because of the money.
He has the point. Sometimes he'll just give it to you because he wants you to hear it. And
make sure he copyrights it first.
It's copyrighted, but he just wants people to hear it. And I said, well, aren't you supposed to sell it? But he loves it so much, he just give it to you. But, you know, he's...
That's the way I am with my work and my books and my broadcasting. I give it out for free. People ask me all the time why I'm not selling it, and I just say, I don't, it's because it was given to me, I'm giving it back out.
You just want to share it, you know.
I have a Facebook somewhere.
Yeah, the G?
Yes?
What is the words of wisdom that you could give the newcomer for going into this field or going into any field that they so feel that's in their heart?
They feel it in their heart? Well, pretty much, like I say, nowadays, like you say, honor, integrity, it's pretty much challenged within manhood period. So, I mean, even though you have someone that's pretty much doing everything with their heart, you still have to think about legal actions and protecting. You know, whatever you do is pretty much like your investment, you know? It's like what your wife, you guys were saying. Her husband will probably just give it away. But he's not worried about giving it away because, you know, tomorrow he's that gifted and he feels comfortable enough that he can just write another one. But then again, somebody might get rich off of your ingenuity about that stuff, and you'll feel bad after a while. Like, boy, this guy's getting paid off of me, and I didn't even I could do another one. So basically, you have to go half and half, you know. You know, music business is kind of like oil business, and oil business is like drug business. There's no honor pretty much in these fields anymore, and you're only going to be fortunate to find people that's going to be honest with you, you know, and move on, and you guys get together and just do things honestly, man to man, you know?
Right. That's very good.
Right. You know, and, you know, and that's pretty much what it is. For me, living life and doing business in all kind of sort of fields, whatever that you're doing that involves big money is definitely going to have dishonesty in it.
Yep.
And that's just natural. There's no reason for it to have dishonesty, but it will, because you're going to talk about big money eventually. And like I say, sometimes it's good that you'd have small dealings with people and see how they are, because if you can't deal fairly with small dealings, how can you be big dealings? So no matter what, you're dealing with money issues, men will come into play with dishonesty fully.
As long as you stay up and in the right and in the truth, and then you've got a great path to follow and the path to walk.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Once you stay in your light, you're pretty much okay, you know. But after a while, you know, some that actually have that light, like pretty much I'm a fully honest person. You know, that's how I am. And I feel at the end of the day, my energy will give me a vibe like, hey, this particular record label, I could see the image they're bringing out. They seem to be portraying too much of this kind of style. So they might be more about business instead of more of us trying to send a message while making money. So I really want to be part of that particular label, because no matter what we do, we send messages out. We'll make money. But also, let's inform and educate masses, because pretty much that's what we're here for.
Yeah.
Well, we've got 5 minutes left, and BBS Radio is my wonderful host. They have another show, I'm sure, to get on the air, as well as this Blog Talk Radio. It's been wonderful to be able to have all you guys on the line at one time. And I just want to thank you all. I want to thank the active listening audience. I want to thank the people that support me, Bridging Wisdom, Bright Lights Pathfinders. I want to thank the people. I want to thank all of you for being a part of this broadcast tonight and the new opening for Bridging Wisdom with Kathy Cook that is on Tuesday night at 8 o'clock Eastern Time, which is 5 o'clock Central Time. We hope you listen up and tune in. Snowbird has been wonderful. Tell your husband hello and hugs for me, and that I continue to listen to his music. And Paula, I want to thank you for all that you do and all that you support with me and all the people that you help. And G, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for being here for me when I was feeling so awful that I didn't even know if I was going to be able to pull this show off. And Snowbird, you as well, and Paula, because I've got.
You're welcome.
We're always here for you.
No,
that's what we're here for, you know. You know, friends got to be there for friends. That's just how it is.
That's what we're
and the caller that called in about the dog, to adopt it or not, you'll know in your heart, because it's a part of who you are. That's what I picked up and felt, is that it was as if you were speaking, as if it was you speaking. And you'll just know if that's the right choice or not. No one can give you that active decision. It's something that you have to make up your own, because that's a part of being in your family and a part of who you will become and be. And Snowbird, thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
It's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too, Paula and G. I have learned a lot tonight.
To the other host, the ladies on the line, it's a pleasure meeting you guys, talking with you guys.
All right, good night.
That's what wisdom's all about, bridging the wisdom of what we know out there to share with others. And with that, I'm going to say good night. And this is Tuesday, the 9th of November, 2010. Bright Lights Pathfinders, Bridging Wisdom, Kathy Cook over and out. Bye-bye.